episode 400 of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Not only that, but it's 400 days in a row. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Follow me on Twitter, TweeterStewart, TweeterStewart. We're talking about pauses and the various times that you can use a pause to better explain what it is that you're talking about, the different effects that pausing in different circumstances and situations can have on what it is that you are trying to communicate with somebody. And here's today's reason: pauses to engage attention before significant content. A brief moment of silence adds suspense, adds anticipation, and indicates incoming important information that may require attention. Let me give you a few examples. This just in from Downing Street: there are new rules for lockdown. We're just getting news in from Paris: the princess died at around 4:30 this morning. A statement from the White House in the last few minutes has confirmed the president has resigned with immediate effect. Or it may just be one or two words that you subtly pause before to highlight a forthcoming fact. And the latest government borrowing is now £319 billion. What I'm saying is that silence before anything has been uttered, for example, maybe leaving a news jingle to fade out almost completely before talking if you're a broadcaster, gives the sense of an approaching mood of significance. It's unexpectedness creates suspension. It makes people lean in, their ears prick up, they mentally try and fill the void with their own thoughts. Hold on, what's going on? Why's it going quiet? You've engaged them. And as a large percentage of people listen to podcasts and the radio while doing other things, driving, housework, exercise, such a pause helps recapture and re-engage them as well. Used correctly, it's perhaps one of the strongest but least used rhetorical devices to move listeners' attention to help convey important words and messages. That's today's episode: pauses to engage attention before significant content. Tomorrow's episode is pauses to engage attention after significant content, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.